begin the current daf itself. This is not the daf ches. Begin in the top of the yamid, where we continue with the next mishnah. Again, continuing on the theme of the previous mishnah, is discussing what does a person mean regards the words that he's saying when he's being mekabel in naziris. How many naziris? How many times of naziris or length of the naziris is he accepting upon himself? As the mishnah explains, let's say someone says hareini nazir kisa'ar reishi. I want to be a nazir like the hairs on my head, which there's many of them. Ukafa ha'aret, or like the dust on the earth, or kochel hayam, or like the sand by the sea. Now the halacha is hareza nazir aylu. So that person becomes an eternal nazir. In other words, what it means to say is not like the nazir aylu that we've translated previously, like avshalim. It means to say that he's accepted individual nazirais according to the amount of hairs that he has and the dust that's on the earth. Now that's obviously an infinite, not literally infinite, but and that type of numbering where it's an amount that you're not going to be able to live through that amount of naziris, because every strand of hair and every particle of dust is going to be a separate naziris of 30 days. So most definitely you're going to be a nazir for the rest of your life if you accept that amount of naziris. And then you cut your hair every 30 days, meaning on day 31, you cut your hair, you bring your karbanos, and on that same day is when you begin the next naziris, moving on to the next strand of hair. And you don't drink wine, and you can't be metamei lemesim forever. Now, again, as we said before, it's not like the nazir olam that we said of, like the nazir of shalom, where there he lightens the load of his hair with a razor, specifically not with scissors. And there was a machlokes regarding how often can you lighten the load of the hair? Is it once a year, or once every 30 days, or once every 7 days? And moreover, actually, nazir olam like avshalom, if he wants to, he doesn't have to cut his hair and doesn't have to bring karbanos. It's just if he wants to, how often could he lighten the load of his hair? Now, what we're talking about over here, when we call a nazir olam, here the halacha is that he has to cut his hair and has to bring karbanos every 30 days. Because here the halacha is, it's not a nazir olam, meaning one long naziris for the rest of your life. The reason why we're calling you a nazir forever is because you accepted every strand of hair as another 30-day naziris. Now, no matter, I mean, it depends obviously on the hair that a person has, but that's the paradigm that we're using, like the dust on the earth, there's a limitless amount, and therefore you're going to continue doing every 30 days, but you have to cut your hair. Now, the Rush says, there's actually a third type of Nazir Olam, where besides the Nazir Olam of Avshalom, and then the Nazir Olam we're describing over here, which is meaning every 30 days, a new Naziris, there's another one, if let's say someone says I'm a Nazir for 100 years or 1,000 years, where there is what we call Nazir Lit Olam, which means to say that actually there you have one naziris for the rest of your life, and it's more stringent than the nazir olam. And we're going to end off the daf with a braisa that explains that type of halacha, where you can't cut your hair forever. And if you don't become tamei, then you're never going to be bringing a karbanos, because here you're not, in that case, you wouldn't be a nazir olam, but rather a nazir lit olam, because you said that you want to be for 1,000 years, 100 years, and since there's a set amount, you don't have the leniencies of a nazir olam of lightening the load every, again, 30 days or 7 days or once a year. But for the sake of our Mishnah, we're discussing over here, the nazir olam means to say continuous naziris of 30 days, 30 days, 30 days, and so on. Now, Rebbe, I mean, he argues, he says, Ein ze megaleich achas l'shleishon yom. The case that the Mishnah just described would not be a case where you're going to cut your hair every 30 days. And that's because Rebbe holds, actually, that when someone says I'm becoming a nazir like the hair on my head or like dust on the earth, he actually has accepted upon himself one long naziris, the amount of hairs on his head. So let's say there's billion whatever amount of hair, or a million, or whatever the number is. So then that's one long naziris of that amount of days. Not like the Tanakhama, who learns it as no, every strand is a separate naziris of 30 days. He says no, each one will be a day in this huge naziris that he's taking. Now, that Rebbe says, so ve'izehu megaleich achas l'shleishim. What would be a case where I would agree that would be considered that a separate naziris for each strand, that means each one would be a separate naziris of 30 days? That's if ha'emer harei naziru yois. If someone said, I'm accepting upon myself different, distinct naziris, kesa'ar reishi, like the hair on my head, ukafa'ar arts, like the dust on the earth, ukechol hayam, or like the sea by the sand by the sea, that would then be a reference, because you're explicitly saying that you want each one to be naziris, a separate naziris. But if you say, harini nazir, I want to be a nazir like the hair on my head, then it doesn't mean separate naziris for each strand. Each strand is just another number in this one long naziris of the hair on the head, or like the other cases. Now the Mishnah moves on. So that was the Machlekes again, Tanna Kamma and Rebbe, regarding if Harini Nazik Kisareishi is separate Naziris for each strand, or it's one long Naziris, and each strand is another number, and how long that one Naziris has to be. Now the Mishnah says, Harini Nazir Maloi HaBayis or Maloi HaKupa. Says that if the person says, I want to be a Nazir for whatever would fill up this house, or whatever would fill up this box. So now the Mishnah says, Baikin, I say. So we analyze, and we ask this person, what did you mean to say when you said, however it means to fill up the house or the box? Im Amar Achaz Gedoy L'Nazarta, if he says that I really accepted upon myself one long Naziris, in other words, just like we had in the previous Mishnah when he says, I'm taking upon myself one long Naziris, it didn't mean it's going to be bigger or smaller. It's just that he's saying that, look, to me, it's as large as filling up this whole house. That's how subjective this experience of Naziris would be. So then the Mishnah says, Nazir Lama Yom, and he's just going to be a Nazir for 30 days because he wasn't using that as a reference for objects that would fill up the house to say, count up those objects, and that's how many types of Naziris was taken. No, he was really accepting one Naziris. Malaya Bais was like, wow, to me it's like filling up the whole house. So, but that's the one Naziris of a Reini Nazir. Now, but Ve'im Omar, if he said, Stam Nazarti, that when I took this Naziris, I wasn't thinking of anything. I was saying, I'm just going to say this, and whatever the sages tell me was the interpretation of my Naziris, so I'm going to go with that. So then the Mishnah says, Reini Sakupa Ki'ila Hi Malaya Chardel. Then we view it based on whatever his words are, not what his intentions were, because he had no intentions. And we define his words. What does it mean that he's a Nazir as large as whatever fills up this house, or whatever fills up this box? We see the box as if it's filled with mustard seed, which is pretty small. And if you're filling up the whole house, or the box with mustard seed, so therefore, a Nazir Kayamav, essentially, he's going to be Nazir his whole entire life. As the Gemara will explain this halacha. But what that means is that according to the Rabban that we mentioned before, it would be each separate mustard seed would be another Naziris of 30 days, whereas according to Rabbi, it would be one long Naziris of mustard seeds, which is still a large amount of number, and therefore essentially you'll be a Nazir for your whole entire life. Now, let's say someone says, Hareini Nazir mikan ad mokum pleni. I'm a Nazir from here until that place. So, oimdin kama yamim mikan ad mokum pleni. So we evaluate, and as our Gemara had said in the previous daf, it's talking about someone that's on the road, therefore, he means to say he wants to be a Nazir until he gets there. So we assess how many days does it take to get from where he is to that place. In Parchas Melamed Yom, if it's less than 30 days, so then Nazir Lamed Yom, you're automatically going to be Nazir at least for 30 days. Because even if though he wants to be Nazir for the amount of days it takes to get there, which is 10, can't be Nazir less than 30 days. So automatically it would be, like if you say a Nazir for one day, you're a Nazir for 30 days. Now Vim Lav, but if not, meaning if it's not less than 30 days, but more, then Nazir Kamin Ha'yam, then he's a Nazir, the amount of days that it takes to get from wherever he is, let's say it's 60 days away, he's going to be a Nazir for 60 days. Now the Mishnah says, let's say he says, Harini Nazir Kamin Ha'yam, I want to be a Nazir, like the amount of days that there are in the solar year. So the halacha is, Mayna Naziris Kamin Ha'yam, so now he counts Naziris like the amount of numbers that there are in a winter day, meaning, essentially, he's accepted upon himself 365 Naziris of 30 days. Now, that's specifically because he said, Kiminyan Yimay Sechama, like the number of the days of the summer, meaning of the year, which is a solar year, that's why he says Sechama. But if he said, I want to accept myself, I'm taking upon myself, I mean, Nazir, Kimay Sechama, like the days of the solar year, oh, then he would just have one long Naziris of 1 year, because since it has a set amount, so then, as we explained in the previous price, so then it would mean exactly what he had, meaning if you say kiminyan, if you say without the word kiminyan, you say kimay sacham, it would mean just you want to be a Nazir for the solar year. But once you say kiminyan yimay sacham, so you're specifying a designated amount, which, you have, let's say, 1,000 years is a designated set amount, so therefore you're taking upon yourself those as separate Naziris, as because you said kiminyan, you want that number, which is of 365, so it's going to be 365 times 30. That's how many, which are around 30 years, that the person is going to be a Nazir. Now, Amr Behuda, Behuda says, and Behuda is coming to support and explain this halacha, the Tanna Kamma, and he says, Maisa Haya. There actually was such a story where the Chacham required someone to have that many Naziris of Kiminyan Maaseh Chama, meaning, which is around 30 years, meaning 365 times 3, and Kibin Shehishlemeis, once he finished, then he died, meaning that was how long it took for the person where he ultimately ended up dying. So that's the halacha that the Mishnah concludes with. Now, the Gemara is going to explain these last two parts of the Mishnah. First, the Gemara quotes, the Mishnah said that if someone says, Hareini Nazir, Mulei Habayis, Mulei HaKupa, whatever would fill up the house or fill up the box. So we said, if you ask him and he says, I meant just subjectively, that's how hard it is. So then it's one of the series of 30 days. But if he said, Stam, I didn't know what I was saying. I said, whatever the Chacham tell me will be. So then the Mishnah said, so then Royenes HaKupa, we view the box, Kilo Malei Chardel, as if it's filled up with what? Doesn't say with what, but the Mishnah says with what. He didn't say with what. Well, we say it's as if it's filled up with mustard seed, and therefore the Nazir Kol Yomav, he's a Nazir his whole entire life. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, Vamai, why? Why is that the interpretation when he says, I want to be a Nazir, like whatever fills up a box, but V'lechzi Ki'ilu Malei Kishuin B'diluyin, maybe view it, okay, so it means filled up with something. It's not just a subjective experience, because he says that's not what he meant. So it's filled up with something. But say it's as if it's filled up with melons or gourds, which are large items, and then there will be an easy resolution for this person, not that he has to be a nazir for the rest of his life. Now, the reason why the Gemara is asking this question, as was mentioned, we've mentioned this halacha concept many times before, is that generally regarding suffix naziris, when there's a doubt of naziris, we make a lenient interpretation. Now, therefore, we should make it that the person actually, not like the Mishnah that made it sound like it's going to be seven nazirios of mustard seeds, which that's an infestable type of amount where you have so many mustard seeds, and each mustard seed is a separate disease of 30 days. Now that's only because it's something that's not countable. It's too small. Now, as we've said on the previous stuff, there's a chilek, there's a differentiation between ketusa and less ketusa. If there's a set amount, something that we know, a finite amount, something that is infinite in the sense of that we don't know the metrics to it. So what the Gemara is asking here is twofold. First of all, why should it be small things? But moreover, if it's going to be large things like melons and gourds, you're only going to have one naziris of the melons and the gourds, however, whatever the number is. Because there's ketusa, you can count how many melons there are in the box or even in the house. Now, if there's, let's say, that box is going to hold less than 30 melons, so then you're going to only have one naziris of 30 days. Now, if let's say the box or the house holds 40 melons or 50 melons, so the only thing you're going to have is a one naziris of 50 or 60, whatever, how many melons of that amount of days. Now, the question is, that's in contrast to chardel, where since it's not countable, you're, A, it's going to be a large amount because you're filling it up with something very small, but B, it's going to be that many, as we said, if there's no ketusa, that means that you're accepting upon yourself to fast that many amount of naziris, which is 30 times, 30 days for every one of mustard seeds. But why? We generally say by Naziris, where there's a doubt here, there's for sure the doubt, he didn't know what he was even saying, that we should make a lenient interpretation, not the stringent interpretation of Kimeloi Chardel. So Amach Chizki says, you're right. Very legitimate question. And B'machleki Shanuya, but this halachic concept that we've been mentioning in past Dafim, that Tzavit Naziris Lahakal, is actually Machlekes. The Reb Shimon, in our town of our Mishnah, is going like Reb Shimon. The Amma that he says, a person will put himself, enter himself into an arena, into a halacha, where the doubtful status is actually even more stringent than the definite status. Now that's because he holds suffering naziris is actually lahachmer. We give a stringent interpretation for a doubtful status of a nazir. And moreover, what the Gemara is even illustrating further is even where the doubtful status is even more stringent than the definite status, he's still going to put himself, enter into that situation where he'll have all the stringencies that are incorporated in that doubt. For example, like the halacha in our Mishnah, like the Rosh explains. Where if, let's say, someone had taken a definite naziris, where he said, I want to be a nazir, like as if this box was filled with mustard seed. Now, there, although that's obviously a stringency, because it's so small, there's a lot of them, and each mustard seed is going to be 30 days, but there's still a leniency inherent over there. Why? Because each one is a separate naziris, so you could cut your hair every 30 days. But now that actually it's a doubt, we don't know, maybe, he really meant to say that it's as if the box is filled with melons and gourds. Now, therefore, here, that's going to create a stringency in that doubt, where although melons and gourds have a leniency, but there's a stringency to them too. Because now the person could only, this person, who in our Mishnah said, who we're saying is like Reb Shimon, who the suffix could even be more stringent like the Vaday, and you'll go with the suffix status, will only be able to cut his hair one time after he finishes the first Nazirus. Why? Because if the box would hold less than 30 melons, so you'll be able to cut your hair on day 31, either way you look at it. Because if it's like based on mustard seeds, so every mustard seed is another Nazirus of 30 days, you could cut your hair after 30 days. And if it's even like melons or gourds, it's one Nazirus of, let's say, there was 12 melons that could have fit in there. So 12 is, again, nothing less than 30. So after 30, you finished. Now, if let's say it could hold more than 30 melons, so you wouldn't be able to cut your hair after 30 days because maybe it's one long Nazirus of however many melons there are. So, okay, let's say it could fit 50 melons. But whatever it is, after day 60, on day 61, fine, then you'd be able to cut your hair either way. But then the problem is you can't cut your hair after that ever again. Why? Because, yes, it would be melons, you'd be able to cut your hair like a regular person because you finished your Nazirus, but maybe you took a Nazirus like Chardel, and then you're a Nazir Olam. Now, the problem is, you can't cut your hair every 30 days because maybe you took a Nazirus of Kishuim, of like melons and gourds. Now, if you took a Nazirus of melons and gourds, you already finished your Nazirus, whatever it was, after day 50, and now you can't bring Karbonis anymore. Because if you want to treat yourself like every 30 days, like the mustard seed, and seemingly that's the only thing you have now because melons and gourds would have been finished anyway, but the problem is you can't because when you cut your hair, you have to bring a carbon. But that's only if you're really a nazir. If you took upon yourself like melons and gourds, you're done. You're not even a nazir anymore. And you'd be bringing chulun to the azara, which is forbidden. Now, although the Rosh says that an oil and a shlam you could bring, and you could bring it on the condition that it's a nedava, but there's a carbon chattis that cannot be brought as a donation. And you can't cut your hair without bringing the karbanis. So what comes out is that the halacha of our Mishnah actually is double stringent. Because not only are we treating it like chardel, that's only one side of the picture. We're also treating it that maybe it was melons. And because of that, that doubt is even more chamer than the vaday of mustard seed. Because at least mustard seed, you'll be able to cut your hair every 30 days. Here, you can't even cut your hair every 30 days. Now, the time, like, learn the braisa. Now, this is Reb Shimon's opinion where a person will, when he takes upon himself a vow and a zeris, he will consider himself in that doubtful situation where it's not clear what was really meant, and he'll take that status of doubt, which is more stringent than even the definite of either side. As we learn in the Braisa, Hareini Nazir Amanashi Bekrize Meikor. Let's say someone says, I'm a Nazir, on condition, that this pile of produce has 100 kor, which is a certain amount of measurement. So they're going to go check it out and see if it has. He'll be a Nazir. If not, he won't be. Now, the problem is, he gets there and he sees that the pile was stolen or lost. Now, we don't know. If it had 100 kor, he is a Nazir. If it didn't, he's not. Reb Shimon says he is forbidden. In other words, he has the status to be prohibited in mitamala mason and drinking wine. Why? Shesafik Nazirus lahachmer. Because a doubtful status of Nazirus, we interpret it as stringently. Now, although here the doubt is going to be more stringent than the definite, why? Because if there was 100 kor, and we would find out that it was, so he would be a Nazir, but at least he would be able to cut his hair after 30 days, which is a regular Nazirus that he was accepting upon himself. But now, he can't cut his hair forever, because he can't bring his karbanis out of doubt. You can't bring karbanis, because it might be chulin, you might not really be a Nazir. And you can't bring a benedava, as we explained before, as a chatzis cannot be brought in as a benedava. So you're stuck. So if you're forbidden forever. And that's who the town of our Mishnah is going like. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Mater, that Braisa brings down, Rabbi Yehuda says it is permitted. The reason is, and he's the view that we've been espousing throughout in the previous Dafim, he says that a doubtful Nazirus, we make a lenient interpretation, where a person doesn't want to put himself, yes, I accepted upon myself a Nazirus, but not in a situation where, because of the doubt, I'm going to be stuck forever. A person doesn't put himself in a doubtful, stringent interpretation, therefore he's not a Nazir at all, because that was his intention. If I can't clarify and verify if this had 100 kor or not, so then that wasn't what I meant to say, and therefore he's not going to be a Nazir, even if it turns out that there really was 100 kor, but since I couldn't verify, since I'm not putting myself in a situation of doubt, and that's not what a person accepts upon himself. And because he only if he's going to find 100 kor. Now, so Tertesa says, Rabbi Yehuda would hold in our Mishnah, according to this interpretation from Chizkiah, that we would view the whole house or the whole box as if it's filled with dough, which would be just one large dough, and you would therefore be exempt after one Naziris. He wouldn't hold like the interpretation of our Mishnah, that it's as if it's filled with mustard seed, and each mustard seed is another Naziris of 30 days, and not only that, but even more stringent, because maybe it's really melons and gourds, and there was one Naziris, so you can never cut your hair. Yehuda wouldn't say that. He says, look, it's a doubt. You don't really know what he meant to say. He didn't know himself. He said, whatever the sages say. So we go with the most lenient interpretation. The most lenient interpretation is that it was one Naziris. Yes, as if the whole house is filled up with dough, which is one Naziris. That's how Rabbi Yehuda would interpret. Our Mishnah doesn't give that interpretation. That it says it's stringent, like filled with mustard seed. It's going like Rabbi Shimon, who says suffering Naziris is lahachma. That's the interpretation of Chizkiah, that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon, who gives this stringent interpretation in Naziris. And in general, he says that a person will put himself into a halachic status of being with the stringencies of doubt that are even more stringent than that of the definite halacha. Now, Rabbi Yechon Amar, he says that no. He says, Afilatem Rabbi Yehuda, you could say that the town of our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. How so? Doesn't he say suffering Naziris lahakal? So why would he say that here you would have the stringent interpretation of it as if it's filled with mustard seed, and each mustard seed is another Naziris of 30 days? So the Gemara says that the difference is Hasam loy nochas le linaziris. There, in the Brisa, he never wanted to enter into the situation where he said that, look, if there's 100 kor in here, I'll be a Nazir. Now, out of doubt, he's not going to put himself in the situation of Naziris, because he didn't have that intention to be in doubt. He said, let's check. If it has 100, I'll be. If not, not. But if we don't know, then I never had that intention. Now, however, in our Mishnah, it's different. Because nochas leilin naziris, he's entering the paradigm. Either way you look at it, he's going to be a nazir. Whatever you're filling up the box or the house with, whether it be melons and gourds or mustard seeds, either way, he doesn't know which one it's going to be, but he's going to be some level of naziris. And therefore, b'maylis lukimene, with what can you remove him from the doubt? Because essentially, all his days, he'll be in this doubt. And how could we remove him from the doubt? In other words, if you're not entering the doubt, say, oh, look, I never took a Naziris for a doubtful situation. I would say, let's see, 100 kor or not 100 kor. So therefore, yes, Rabbi Yehuda would hold like in the Brisa, says, like, so you give a lenient interpretation. You're not entering a situation of doubt where you're going to be stuck. But if you're anyways in the doubtful situation where you're going to be like something that fills up the house. Now, we don't know what was that. Was it like mustard seed, which is pretty stringent, or like melons and gourds, which is not so big of a stringency? But one of them you're going to be. So therefore, on that reason, would agree to the halacha of our Mishnah that then we're going to say you have to go with the stringent interpretation. Because any way you look at it, you're in this matrix, you're in this situation of doubt where it's like, what is the status? So therefore, you're going to have to be anyways in that. Now we have to go stringently because we don't know either way where it's going to be. So therefore, that's what Rabbi Yechon says, that even Rabbi Yehuda could be the town of our Mishnah. Because he only says suffering this is local in regards to not entering or entering. But once you're entering into that, then we go and we say, we don't know what you meant, so we have to give you a stringent interpretation. Now, that the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yechon's interpretation and says, am I loy? Why not? Why do you say that this person is going to be his entire life in this doubtful situation where you say that he doesn't have a takana? Where, yes, once you enter into this doubtful situation, we can't say it's the more lenient versus the more stringent, and therefore we have to give a more stringent interpretation for your biblical Naziris. But why? And as the Gemara explains, there is a way to say that you're really going to be the way Yehuda is in the Brisa. Because lechzi lekupa ki'ilu melei kishun v'dloin. First, let's take it step by step. Let's first view the box as if it's filled with melons and gourds, which is the more lesser and more lenient interpretation. Now, v'tahavale takana. Now, there will be a resolution for an easier way out for this person. Why? Because once he finishes in the series of kishuim, of melons and gourds, he could cut his hair either way you look at it, because if he was a nazir of chardel, every 30 days you could cut your hair. But we just said you can't because maybe it's melons and gourds. Now, the melons and gourds, however, whenever you finish the amount of melons and gourds that there are, let's say it was 40 melons, so you're nazir for 40 days, so then you could cut your hair, because if it's that, you're already done with that. And if it's mustard seed, after 30 days you could cut your hair anyway. Now, halksolka daitach, now, the Gemara is explaining what the Gemara's questioner holds, because we assume that the naziris of mustard seed, who the kabel olavei is accepted on that. In other words, that after he cuts his hair of naziris of the melons and gourds, essentially, he's neutralized and he's done with the option of melons and gourds. Now, the only thing you're left with now is, okay, so yes, if you took a nazirus of melons and gourds, you're done. But maybe you took a nazirus of mustard seed. But the thing is, that nazirus is a separate nazirus. You never started that one yet. Oh, now you're back to who did the brisa. Misveiku lemachsinale, because suffering nazirus lahakal. So what the Gemara is essentially asking is that, yes, you're saying, look, once you're entering, you're saying you got to be something. So you're already in the subject in the Zeus. We go with the most stringent interpretation, fine. But every time you start over the next mustard seed, which is another Nazir of 30 days, it's a new Nazirus. So therefore, you're seeing these parallel tracks of maybe it was Kishuma, maybe it was mustard seed. When you finish that first Nazirus of melons, which you finished either the first or the second mustard seed, whatever it is, so then you could cut your hair, because we said, even according to the stringent interpretation of a Suffolk, Nazirus Lahachmer, you could cut your hair one time when you finish the melons, because every 30 days of mustard seed, you could cut your hair. Now, once you did that, you're done with Kishum and Deloyim. So now you only have the Suffolk of the Chardel. Now, the thing is, every Chardel is a new Nazirus, because you finished the first one, I enter the next one. Now for that new Nazirus of Chardel, who said that I ever took such a Nazirus? Because you didn't start that yet. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds, as you said explicitly in the Brisa, that Rabbi Yochanan has to agree to, that if you didn't start that doubt yet, then you say, lead in your interpretation. Oh, I'm not putting myself in a situation of doubt. So therefore here, where if the Nazirus really is just after you finish the lower level interpretation of Keshu and Luyin, because it's different individual Nazirus of Chardel, so then you should say that you never entered into that situation of doubt. Why is Rabbi Yochanan's differentiation between Rabbi Yehuda and the Brice and the Mishnah correct, where he says that our Mishnah is, oh, once you're in it, so we have to give the more stringent interpretation, but you're not in it forever. It's going to be after you finish Kishur and Tluyin. Then, are you then moving into the next Nazirus of Chardel? Who said? So now the Gemara answer for Rabbi Yochanan, that's a good question if you hold like the Rabbanan, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah that our Mishnah opened up with. But as we continue on Tamad Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Savala Karabi, Rabbi Yehuda of the Braisa, who we're saying he's the Tana of our Mishnah, regarding when the person says, Maloha Ba'is, Maloha Kupa, that he's now a Nazir for as amount of mustard seeds that would fill it up, and each mustard seed is going to be the Nazirus. But it's not like the Rabbanon who say that each mustard seed is a separate Nazirus. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi, who he says, when you say I'm a Nazir Kesar Reishi, or like the Afa Ha'aretz, that you're one long Nazirais. Ah, if you say that, so that means to say when you're accepting yourself Kemaloi HaBayis, or Kemaloi HaKupa, and even if you're going to fill it up with mustard seed, it's not each mustard seed is a separate Nazirus. No, it's one long Nazirus of mustard seed. Now, if that's the case, you don't go out and finish the doubt of melons and gourds, meaning you can't go ahead and cut your hair after the Nazirus of Kishuin, because maybe, and this is more stringent than we said it before in regards to when we said like a Chizki, who the town of Mishnah is like Reb Shimon, who said from the Rush at least one time you could cut your hair, you actually can never cut your hair, because maybe you weren't a Nazirus of Kishuin with Luyan, and if you were Chardel, you can't cut your hair every 30 days, because your whole life you're one long Nazirus. And therefore, you can't cut your hair. It's not like learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yom, he says, "Ein ze megalech achas l'shleshem yom." If you take upon yourself, like the hair on your head, or like the earth on the dust on the earth, or the sand by the sea, you don't cut your hair every 30 days. It's one long, lifelong nazirus of that amount of sand, which is obviously an infinite type of a number. And therefore, the same thing would apply if we say, and we're translating, that the house or the box is filled with mustard seed, which is also one long Nazirus. Now, rather, Rebbe says in the Mishnah Bei, Zehu Shemekalech, Achas L'Shleishem Yom, what type of Nazir cuts his hair every 30 days? That's Ha'oi Maharelei Nazirus. If someone says, I'm accepting upon myself sets of Nazirus, Kisarosh, like the hair on my head, or Kafar, or it's like the dust on the earth, or Kachayli, I'm like the sea like the sand by the sea. Then it's separate, but if not, it's one long one. And therefore, now we understand why, according to Rabbi Yechanan, once you entered, and you can't say that, oh, you finished with gourds, and then you can say, do you move on to the next mustard seed? Because it's not the next mustard seed. If it's mustard seed, it's one long mustard seed, one long Nazirus of mustard seed. And therefore, you can never go ahead and be done, let's say, with the kishum, because you cut your ear and you're out of it. You can never cut your hair. So you're never done with them with the gourd's interpretation, because maybe you are chardal, and if you're chardal, you can never cut your hair. Because again, Rabbi Huda is like Rabbi. Now that the Gemara asks, is it really true? Rabbi Huda misavol k'Rabbi? Like we're answering for Rabbi Yechonon that Rabbi Huda holds like Rabbi? But what's not learned in the Mishnah as follows. The Mishnah ends off, Hareini nazir k'minyin yamaisacham. If someone says, I'm a nazir, like the number, which is the amount of numbers, which are the days of the solar year. So the Mishnah says, so mayna nazir k'minyin yamaisacham. So the person has to count nazirois like the amount of the days of a solar year. Etc. Now, Amri B'Huda said, Maisahai actually was such an incident where they made the person have naziris like the amount of a solar year. V'kivin shesh lemeis. And once the person concluded that naziris, the person died. Now, that the Gemara explains as follows. I'amrit b'shleiman naziris koma kabbalah. If you say that Rabbi Huda holds like the Rabbanon, not like Rabbi, that meaning when you're accepting upon yourself something, let's say here on the head, or days in the year, that when you're accepting upon yourself, each day or each strand of hair is accepting the zeros. So hayna tamei, that would make sense what Rabbi Huda is saying, that kiven dehish lemeis, that once the person finished those naziris, then he died. In other words, it would make sense why we're bringing Rabbi Huda after the opinion of the Rabbanan, who his hishlim would be the same as the hishlim of the Rabbanan, which is that could because each one was accepting the zeros. But Eli'i Amrit Chadid Nazir's Kabbalah Lovei. But if you're saying now that Rabbi Huda holds like Rabbi, and therefore when you're accepting upon yourself something like days of the year or here on the head, that it's one long Nazirois, so Mihav Hashlama Klal, is this Hashlama, in other words, is the Hashlama that Rabbi Huda is talking about the same as the Hashlama of the Rabbanan? It's not, because the Hashlama of the Rabbanan was clearly that each day of the year is a seven Naziris. You're doing 365 times 30. Now you're saying that Rabbi Huda holds like Rabbi, where his story would be saying a different type of Hashlama, meaning not of each one as separate, but as one long Naziris. Now if you're going to say that, fine, that you're right, that Rabbi Huda was saying his own thing, and his Hashlama of a Naziris, of the days of the minyan, of the number, of the amount of days in the year, was not like what the Rabbanan who right before him said that, but that would be what's called in halachic terminology, Maisa Lister. You bring a story that contradicts the opinion that was just brought. And that is because generally, in Mishnaic literature, when you bring a story, it's to support the halacha that was just said, not to contradict. But the Rabbanan are clearly saying that the days of the year are each one going to be an individual Naziris. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying right after that. But you're saying Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that each one is going to be a separate Naziris, but rather like Rabbi, that it's one big Naziris. V'ayid, moreover, Misavolak Rabbi, is it really true that Rabbi Huda holds like Rabbi? But Vatan, you learn the Braisa that also seemingly contradicts this. The Braisa says Rabbi Huda Omer. It's Rabbi Huda that says. Let's say someone says Harini Nazir Minyan Hilkati Kites. I want to be a Nazir that the number of Hilkati of the Kites. Now, what was that? Those who would dry out the figs would make these paths between where the figs were being dried up. That's one interpretation of what Hilkati is, which are the amount of paths. Or Rabbi Netam says Hilkati is from the word of tel hamislakit, which means to say piles. So either means the amount of piles that the figs that would be drawing up, or the paths that there were where they would work. Whatever it is, he wants to be a nazir of that amount. Or Uminyan Shavile Shemitah. He wants to be a nazir, the amount of number of paths that there are in the Shemitah year. Because what happens uniquely in the Shemitah year is that the fields are hefker, ownerless. Whoever wants to come in can take whatever they want. And now there's so many paths of people that walk through the fields. Says, that many paths, I want to be a nazir. So on that, Rabbi Huda says, Meine Nazirois. He counts sets of Nazirois. Kiminyan Hilkati Kites or Kiminyan Shvili Shemitah. Which essentially means to say there's going to be a nazir his whole entire life. Because each path is a separate Nazirois. Now that seemingly contradicts these two questions. One from our Mishnah and one from this Braisa. Where seemingly when you're saying a set of things, which are like the same thing as the case of here on the head, which is the amount of days in the year, or the amount of paths there are in the field. And we see Rabbi Huda says, not like Rabbi, says not that it's one long, the amount of paths, one long Naziris, that amount of days, but rather each path is going to be its separate Naziris. So that the Gemara answers both of those questions with one answer. If you see something unique between those two questions, there was the element of minyan. On that the Gemara says, minyan shani. When you say the term minyan, which means the numerical amount, since he added on the word kiminyan yamaisachama or kiminyan hilkati, there it's definitely that he's accepting upon himself that amount of sets of naziris. But the person would say kimaisachama, like the days of the year, or kihilkati kites, like the piles of the drawing of the fig, that would be, like Rebbe says, that would be one long naziris of that amount. So there it doesn't contradict. Rebbe Yehuda could be holding like Rebbe, the way we answered, and that's why Rebbe Yochanan's differentiation between Rebbe Yehuda and the Braisa does not contradict Rebbe Yehuda being the Tana of our Mishnah, where we will say Naziris Lahachmer, although he says Naziris Lahakal is only when you didn't enter, but when you entered, where you're going to have to be either Kishum, Dluyim, or Chardal, then you're going to have to be one of them, so then we go with the more stringent interpretation. And although seemingly, but once you're done with Kishum, Dluyim, then you didn't really start the next Chardal, we say that's not true. That's only Behold like the Rabbanan. Rebbe Yehuda holds like Rebbe, who says that Chardal would be one long Naziris of Chardal. So therefore you enter the suffix and you're never done with the suffix if it's Kishum, because you can't cut your hair, because maybe it was one long Naziris of Chardal. And although seemingly we have these places that Rebbe Yehuda says, not like Rebbe, where he says that they are seven Naziris, is because you use the word Minyan. The word Minyan would actually, yes, connote a separate set of Naziris, but that doesn't contradict regarding when you say one thing like filling up the house, where then it would be one long thing of Naziris. Now the Gemara asked the question the other way now. Umishani le Rebbe Minyan. Does Rebbe really make this differentiation when you use the term Minyan of numerical amount? Now, as Taisa explains, the Gemara's assumption is that since Rebbe Yehuda holds like Rebbe, and Rebbe Yehuda differentiates between the word Minyan or not Minyan, so the Gemara assumes that Rebbe, who Rebbe Yehuda is going like, would also differentiate between if you say Minyan or not. That even if you say Minyan, that Rebbe would agree that then it would be considered sets of that amount. So therefore, the Gemara asks, but Vatanu in the Braisa, someone says, Areini nazik kiminyan yamaisachama. This same exact case that we mentioned in the Mishnah from Yehuda, that says that they're considered as separate sets, then I'm going to be nazir like the number of days of the solar year. So the Tanakhama says, Mayna naziris kiminyan yamaisachama. Like Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, that you count the amount of naziris, meaning every day of the year is going to be a separate naziris of 30 days. Kamei Lavana, like the days of the moon, meaning of the lunar year. So, Kamei Lavana, then you count a Naziris, the amount of days in the lunar year. Rebbe says, no. Achayoimer Naziris Olai Kamei Mezachama, or Kamei Mezalavana, until you say that I'm accepting upon myself sets of Naziris, like the amount of days in the solar year or lunar year, only then would you become separate sets. But even if you said Kaminyan, you're not going to count separate sets. It's actually going to be one long naziris of that amount of days. So you see, Rebbe does not hold like this differentiation of minyan or not. So the Gemara says, you're right. Rebbe Yehuda sovel kavase b'chador. Rebbe Yehuda holds like Rebbe in one area, but a poligale b'chador, but he argues in him in another area. As the Gemara explains, sovel kavase b'chador, he holds like Rebbe in one area, as we mentioned before, that as some actually add into the gears the word chador, that chador naziris kibul olaveh, that it's one long naziris that a person has accepted upon himself when he doesn't say the word minyan, which is like kamalei habayis, kamalei kupo, or kesar reishi. It's one long naziris. But a poligalei b'chada, but he argues in him in a different halacha, whereas the iler b'huda shani lei minyan, because whereas Rebbe Yehuda, as we explained, that he does differentiate when you say the word minyan, where then it will be considered the amount of sets of that element in the amount of naziris. But Rebbe, lo shani lei minyan. Again, Rebbe does not make that differentiation. So David the Rush sums it up and he says, so there's three way machloikis in this halacha. You have, according to the Rabbanan, that we said in the Mishnah, that whether you use the term minyan or you don't use the term minyan, you have accepted upon yourself that amount of sets of naziris, where if it's something that doesn't have a set amount, according to Rebbe, it's always going to be one naziris, one long naziris, even if you say minyan. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, he differentiates between if you use the term minyan or not. If you don't use the term minyan, then it will be one long naziris like Rabbi. But if you use the term minyan, then it will be like Rabbanan, that it will be considered separate sets of naziris. Now, continuing on this theme of our Mishnah, regarding what a person says, how long is, what type and how long will be his naziris, so the Gemara brings turn up on the Braisa. Hareini nazir koyi mechayiv. Someone says, I want to be a nazir all the days of my life. Or hareini nazir olam, I want to be an eternal nazir. So Harei's a Nazir Olam. That's what's considered in classic halachic terminology. He's the Nazir Olam, where that's like Avshalom, who he gets to lighten his load of hair every once in a while, and then he brings Karbanis. But afila meishan, if he uses the words, I want to be nazir even 100 years, or afila elav sham, or even 1,000 years, ain't a nazir oyam. That's not the nazir oyam. It doesn't have the leniencies of the eternal nazir like Avshalom. El nazir li oylam. Rather, he is a nazir forever, meaning, and he can't cut his hair, and he can't lighten his load until the day that he dies, because he gave a set amount. And the set amount doesn't have that leniency. And you're going to have an eternal naziris. Tarabon, we learn the braisa. Harini nazir v'achas. If someone says, I'm a nazir and one, samoy nishtayim, it counts two, because, as we said in the previous Mishnah, where you already took a naziris by nazir, achas is now adding on another one. Let's say use the term void and more. So minus shalish, that's another connotation. So that's a third naziris. And if you say b'shuv and then moreover, so minus arba. So then you count four naziris, and meaning to say, but after every naziris, you cut your hair and you're being a carbon. Then you go the next one. Each one is a reference to another naziris. So the Gemara says, that's pretty obvious. Why wouldn't we understand this halacha on our own? So the Gemara says, ma'ad etemi, we thought to say b'shuv kikulu. When you use the term b'shuv, it would say, meaning, and moreover, meaning to say, like, whatever we had set up until now, I want to have something that correlates to that whole amount, and therefore, if I have like shis, actually, you would have to have six sets in the zeros. Because since you said nazir, v'achas, v'oid, which was three, when you say v'shuv, you're saying, and that amount and more, so you would be doubling, which would go take you to six. Kamash mon deloy, that's the chiddush in the braisa, that no, that v'shuv is just another naziris, which would take you up to four and not up to six. Tarabon ulun nabraisa. Hareini nazir. Someone says, I'm a nazir. Now, Simchas explains. If the person says, hein, then achas. And these are all Greek terms where what he's saying is that I want to be one nazir. If he says, digain, which is something that only has two corners, so that would be shtaim. He's taking upon himself two nazirs. If trigain, which is from the word of try, then it's shalish. He was taking upon himself three, that's trigonometry, trigun is three. Tetragon, arba, that's the Greek for four, so he'd be taking upon himself four naziris. And pentagon, which is, we all know from the famous building, is pentagon, is chamech, is, would be five sides, and therefore that means you're taking a reference that you're taking upon yourself five naziris. Related to this, Tarabon, within the braisa, regarding a bias algal, a round house, or digun, or a two-sided house, or trigun, or a three-sided house, or pentagon, or a five-sided house, in the metama b'negoim, it does not contract the tumma of negoim. And the reason being, as the Gemara will explain, is because all these houses are not a four-cornered house, so that they don't become tumma from negoim, as the Gemara will conclude from the psukim of kir kires, and that's the reason of all these houses. But tatreg in metama b'negoim, but a four-cornered house can contract the tumma of negoim that applies to a biased house. My time, what's the reason? Because lamatu oimer, later down the psukim it says, kir kires, meaning it could have just used the word kir for the wall instead of used the plural of walls. And so to lamalahu aimer, and above it says kir kires, it could have said wall and instead it said walls. So therefore, since one pasuk says vihine anega bikires habayis, another pasuk says vihine pasa anega bikires habayis, so why does it use the plural? Because each plural is two, and therefore if you use the plural two times, kiris and kiris are rekanarba. That makes for four walls. It's coming to reference that the bias that could become tamim, but tumas negayim is only a house with four walls. Hanuloch kol kinuya. We shall return to you the first perek Masechtas Nazir, perek kol kinuya.